So up front, you'll basically see the same. We'll have a smaller engine up here, as well as some different components.
Haley Moore walks through the plans her Purdue crew has for the 2013 Chevy Malibu. As leader of the EcoMakers team, she's learning how to manage the task at hand and people.
I have discovered as project manager, when you show up with candy or pizza, they're like, oh.
The mechanical engineering technology graduate student says the EcoCar 2 competition allows them to put into practice everything they've learned in the classroom and get real-world experience.
We are training engineers, business majors, communications majors to go straight in to work for companies, and they already have this base knowledge so that once they go to work for the companies, they can jump in feet first into projects to figure out what to do.
The three-year effort is beginning the second phase. The teams will start making physical changes to their cars. They need to be functional in less than a year, but not necessarily showroom ready. That has to be completed by the end of the competition.
So that theoretically speaking, by next year, they could take our vehicle and put it on the production line. So it'll be operating as you would buy it from your local Chevy dealer.
But before it can get into any showroom, it has to undergo a lot of work. A lot of work. Like adding an electric motor and batteries, making space for that in the trunk, and reinforcing the rear suspension. There will be two engines, so the team has to get both operating separately and in unison.
It's going to be taking up this space, like roughly about right here.
That's Whitney Belt, a graduate student in mechanical engineering and the electrical team lead, walking through what's planned for the trunk space and how they're compensating for all of it.
Our electric motor over there, it alone weighs about 350 pounds. Our batteries and stuff are going to weigh about 400 pounds, so there's a lot of weight. So we're going to need to find, ways to reduce weight to definitely increase our fuel economy as well as, like, our total distance we can drive before we need to refuel or recharge. So, yeah, weight is a huge factor in this.
They also have to keep safety in mind, especially with the amount of electricity needed to run a car engine.
We're talking about it'll have a max of 340 volts. Pretty substantial. Definitely don't want to touch that.
Guiding the 48-student team when needed is a group of faculty advisors. One of them is mechanical engineering professor Peter Meckel, who oversees the diagnostics.
We've been doing all sorts of things in simulation and on CAD design for the past year. So now we actually have the ability to put it all into practice. So we have the electric motor, we will be getting the battery packs, we've now got the vehicle, now we can put it all together. So students are really excited about it.
We all know that the end result, we're doing something great for not only Lafayette's community, but possibly worldwide. That'll help the environment out. And then again, confusing, very stressful. But I will say that our Purdue educations have helped us out greatly because we learned this problem-solving skills. So it's a matter of just sitting down and plugging and chugging, as everybody always says.
You can learn more about the EcoMakers team and the EcoCar 2 competition on our website, wbaa.org. Mike Lowitzo, WBAA News.